Hi, my name is David. I'm a certified credit pro specialist here at the Credit Pros. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Joshua Cook.
Jeff?
Josh.
Josh, how are you doing today?
Joshua.
How are you doing today, Josh?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank
I'm
you for
doing all right.
asking.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. That's great to hear that you're doing all right. Let's see if we can turn your day around, make it better, and you're still right, though, okay?
Right.
All right, when was the last time you looked at your credit score?
Well, it's been a minute. I got kind of a low credit score. I've never had credit in my life, hardly.
All right.
I've
Now,
never actually filed for any claims or anything, but COVID and everything's kind of making me. My wife
okay.
always had credit cards and stuff, so. But she passed
Okay.
away of cancer.
Do you know what your credit score is?
Oh, and the last time I looked, it's been like about 596.
596, okay. What's on there? Late payments, collections, medical bills?
Child support. And I guess learned about some loans that I had a long time ago that I've never had, so I've never been billed for them. But I
Okay.
had somebody try stealing my identity a long time ago, so.
All right, so now, are we currently employed at the moment?
Yes, I am. I work at Family Dollar. The Family Dollar Dollar Tree in Mobile, South Dakota. Been there for about 8 months. Before that, I was a CDL truck driver, but when I lost my wife, oh, I kind of lost my job, lost my CDL due to my wife having cancer, and my child support lady took my CDL, but I'm about to get my CDL back. So.
Okay. So now, how much is that you're looking to borrow?
Was trying to get like $1,000 loan. I got some repairs to my house I gotta do. I got a busted window that came out, and my roof's starting to leak, so I'll do them all myself. I'm a carpenter by trade, so.
Okay. So now, based on what I
And
understand,
it's cheaper than
don't
everything.
based on what I understand, the only thing that's holding you back right now, it's your credit score, okay? But unlike other
Yeah.
companies, we work on improving every aspect of your credit score. So what we'll do for you next is go ahead and update the soft pull of your credit summary. That way we can get an updated look at your credit score and those negative items. Also, when we do this, it's gonna be a courtesy pull, so it isn't gonna affect your credit score in any way. And we also use special technology to protect your information just as your bank would. All right.
There.
Go ahead and confirm me with your first and last name, how it appears in your government ID, please.
Joshua Cook.
So it's Joshua.
Cook, KUTSCH.
All right. I also have your phone number at 605-230-0580, correct?
Yep.
Go ahead and provide me with your zip code.
There. Oh, 57601.
That's in Mobridge, South
That's my
Dakota.
own. Yep.
All right. Go ahead and provide me with your mailing address.
The 514 4th Street West, Mobridge, South Dakota. Been here
Okay.
for 10 years, my wife.
All right, right on. But now, do you have an email?
Yeah, it'll be Joshua Cook, 475 at gmail.com. All these credit lines say all
Joshua Kutch.
back it. Huh?
What was the number after the
Yeah,
last name?
Joshua Cook, 475
Four
at
seven five.
gmail.com.
475@gmail.com.
Yep.
All right. Go ahead and provide me with your social security number, please.
333-70-65-62.
Okay. Go ahead and provide me with your date.
517-1980.
It is going to ask us for some security questions. Now, this question is going to ask us, it's just to make sure this is your credit score and not someone else's. Now, if this question does not apply to you, it's going to be simply be none of the above, okay?
Yeah.
All right. So now, did you have a home equity line of credit type loan in and around November 2020?
Do I have what?
A home equity line of credit type loan.
What's that?
It's a line of credit with a store, with a either G Capital, Mercantile Bank, Standard Bank, or SunWest Mortgage.
Not that I know of. I got okay. A Premier Bank.
All right, Premier Bank. Okay, it's not a problem. Okay, so now, did you have a car loan in July 2018?
2018, a car loan? No.
Yes. All right. So now, were you previously or currently working at any of these following places? Farmers and Merchant Mechanics Insurance, Jensen's Rock Sand Inc., Picture Pretty, or Werner's Enterprise?
Jensen Rock and Sand.
All right.
So I used to drive truck for.
All right. So now please select the county for the address you provided me with. So that address you provided me with, what county is it in? Hughes County?
Walworth.
All right. So now please select the city that you previously rested in. So did you previously live on Maytown, Brundridge, or Mobridge, or Rockford?
Mobridge.
All right.
I know my child support's going to hold it up because my baby's mama's waited until my kids were almost 15, 16 years old, and when I was painting water towers, they hit me with high child support and back pay. That's what always holds me up.
All right, I understand. I'm sorry to hear that. So now look. Let's take a look.
When I signed up for it, it said no bad credit, anything. You're approved.
Okay. So now let's see what's affecting your credit score at the moment. So now you're showing the numbers of hard inquiries. You do have zero of them, so you don't have no hard inquiries. You haven't ran your credit score and been denied for anything on your credit. You do show here a total accuracy of minor delinquents of zero. So you haven't had any 30 to 60 days late payments. You do have three major derogatory trend line of past due payments, 90 to 120 days. Percentage of trade of delinquent being 100%. The total amount in collection of $39,802. There's no repossessions, no foreclosures, and no trades ever delinquent. Okay, so that's good. The goal here at the Credit Pros is also to strengthen your credit. That way you can achieve your goals, all right? Joshua?
Yeah, in order, I'm trying to get my credit.
In order for us to do that for
I've
you
never
today.
Had
say that again.
I'm just trying to get a credit line and get moving with credit so I can start building my credit because I ain't never had none.
Right.
That's why I went to it because it says bad credit, no credit, any credit, we approve you no matter what.
Which I understand, okay.
Payment.
Which I understand what you're coming from with that.
I said on the ad, no payment, no nothing to get a credit card. Up to $1,000 loan.
Okay. I understand. All right. But look, like I said, our goal is to strengthen your credit so we can achieve your goals. So there in your client portal that we're going to provide you with, that app on your phone right there where you can see the improvement of your credit score 24/7, see what negative items we are working on and what negative items we have removed. Also, all your financial tools to improve your credit score. One of those tools would be like your Loan Wizard tool. On this one, I suggest you to work on your credit score. That way you can get more and better options. But that's where you can find the third-party loan companies that might be willing to work with you at a reasonable interest rate and payment option. Now, you can also apply for that possible loan there from $1,000 to $100,000, depending on your credit score worthiness. You'll also be able to see their upfront interest rates and their payment option on those possible loans, okay?
Yeah.
Also, at the same time, definitely don't want to be in the same situation again in the future. So what we're going to do for you is help you clean up your credit score. The way we're going to be doing that is we'll be sending out target disputing letters that are going to be challenging every one of those negative items, meaning anything that you identify to us as misleading, inaccurate, outdated, and unverifiable on your credit report, it's going to be forced to be removed with all three credit bureaus at the same time. Not one by one like other companies, okay? We're going to be doing it all with all three credit bureaus at the same time. All right.
Yeah.
We work with an FCRA law, which is the Fair Credit Reporting Act. It is a federal law that allows to dispute those negative items. Not only that, but at the same time, you are currently employed at the moment, so you do receive a tread line that's up to 5,000. See? That's going to be with the nationalcreditdirect.com. Be honest with you, it's not a credit card, meaning you cannot use it to buy gas or fast food with it. Why? Because all their purchases are made directly through their own online store, where you can purchase anything from like electronics, smartphones, TVs, jewelry, appliances, furniture, etc. Okay? So now, the whole purpose of the line of credit is for you to establish a good payment history month after month on the credit bureaus to help you boost up your credit score. At the same time, you also get the credit builder benefit due to the fact that all credit scores, they're based on 35% of your payment history. So also the payments for this program, it's also going to be reported to all three credit bureaus month after month. Here's the thing, though. It appears to them like if you were receiving a loan, even though you're not getting money from the credit pros, what the tool's actually doing for you is helping you attract the lenders, the creditors, and the businesses when they see that positive reporting your credit reporting month and that you're being approved. Why? Because you become a more trustworthy person once they see that you're being approved for something, that you're paying for something on time. Correct?
Yeah.
Also, at the same time,
as I said, I can pay bi-weekly too, so.
Okay. Also, at the same time, you're also going to get provided with the credit, with that credit builder benefit, but also with the $30 discount. So the program is usually $149. Today, I'm going to go ahead and get you started for $119 if you get enrolled for the full amount with the $30 discount and $119 month to month. It's not a long-term obligation. You're going to pay as you go. It's not a contract. And once you have the credit score that you want, you can go ahead and opt out. But the positive reporting will just continue. Now, if you're not able to do that initial payment today, I can also get you started for just $12.95. But after 14 days, we'll schedule you for the initial payment of $149 instead. Whatever works best for you. Do you want to get started today with the small fee or the initial fee? What works best?
Probably a small fee today.
All right, not a problem. Okay, so go ahead and provide me with the card number and the expiration date so I can go ahead and get the ball rolling.
I can pay with my other credit card, right?
Yep.
Okay, it'll be 5-1-7-8-0-0-6-9-7-6-8-6-4-9-0-2. Expiration date 03-25-524 is my CVC number. I don't know even what I got left on that one. I had to pay some bills with that.
Once the payment's accepted, then your your additional fee would be on April the 22nd. Then your month-to-month fee of $149 will start on May the 22nd. Do you have any questions for I process the initial payment of just $12.95?
No. Now, what's this going to get me now when I do this?
I'm going to get you access to the client portal and everything that we discussed earlier. Loan Wizard, disputing letters, spearing boosts, and everything else.
Okay, and that includes that 5,000 or whatever you're talking about.
Yep, that trend line is top. Of course, it's right there. So now look, I said to go over a credit card disclosure. I'm going to need your authorization order to process $12.95 today to be charged. Standard procedure to dedicate the card resulting in decline will be subject to reattempt for enrollment. We're not going to overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Okay?
No, it's just it's a Premier card that I got. So
it's available, right?
And I got my AT&T. Huh?
It's available.
It should be available. If not, it's available.
All right, so now I also have the family plan option. That's where you can share the same benefits with someone else. You don't have to be related to them or anything. You both have the opportunity for your credit score improvements and financial tools. In addition, today it'll still be $12.95. 14 days from now, $149, and then a month-to-month fee for both of you of $249. Do you have anybody in mind that wants to take advantage of this, or will you be doing it by yourself?
Just by myself. I'm only working for me. I lost my life to cancer, so I'm trying to get my credit up so I can move ahead in life.
I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, so now I also have here your email being Joshua cut 475 at gmail.com,
cut.
Correct? So it's going to be Joshua Kutsch.
Kutsch.
Okay, go ahead and spell me your
K
last name.
King. K and King, U and Union, T and Tom, S and Sam, C and Charles, H and Henry.
So it's going to be Kutsch?
K-U. It's a U, like Union.
Uh-huh.
The U in Union. K-U.
What's after that?
T-S-C-H. K-U-T-S-C-H.
Okay. There it is. Now. Perfect. Thank you. So now, once that payment is accepted, I said, we'll give you access to the client portal that I'll be sending over to you right now. And I did tell you that we have a family plan option, okay? And you say you'll be doing it by yourself?
Yeah.
All right, so now, the money's there available, right? The $12.95?
It should be.
Is the car unlocked?
If not, huh?
Is your car unlocked?
Yeah, my card's unlocked.
Okay, so now, once we process the payment, if the payment's not there, we're going to have to use another method, okay? Which it should be there if you say it's there. Well, if it's a credit card, it's going
to
be there.
Yeah, it's a credit card, so.
Well, it should be there if it's a credit card. It's okay, now, I think I might have the... I have a security violation, so now... Let's see, what was the security code you say it was?
The 524.
524. And then you said the expiration day on that card was going to be the 10/25?
No, 03. That's 325.
325. Okay. Go ahead and provide me with the card number one more time.
517-8006. 9 7 6 8 6 4 9 0 2. And it's a Premier bank card.
All right, let's see what it does this time, okay? It should be going through. I mean, if it's a credit card.
I just don't know what I have left on it right now. I kind of paid some, trying to get my water and everything turned back on, so I eat some of this to put my water and everything on.
Okay. So now, do you have another card you can provide for me, like a Cash App or anything like that?
Not right now. I don't. My other card is my daily pay, but it's my work pay card, but I don't get paid on it until another week, so.
You don't think you have $12? You don't think you have $12.95 on there?
No, I know I got one on my Premier, though. To be on my Premier, I ain't spent $80 today.
Okay, so now let's see what's going on with the Premier then. Give me 1 minute, all right? So I'll check that. So you said it should be on there, and that's a card number you gave me, the Premier one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
Should be on there. We have like $30-some-odd left on it right now, I think, or 40, I don't know. Last time I checked it, had 80 on it.
Last time you checked it, it had 80 on there?
Yeah, and then I bought food and stuff at work today.
No, most definitely, it should definitely be on there then.
Yeah.
Give me a minute while we do that. Let me see what's going on with that. Don't worry, I got you. How's your day going, by the way?
All right, just got off work. Long 8-hour day. Staying on my feet. Being a customer service guy.
Oh, you're a customer service person? All right. What is the customer service that you do for?
I do cashier, stocking for Family Dollar, Dollar Tree.
All right. Right on. That's pretty cool.
But like I said, I just got a phone call last week on a Wednesday from my child support lady. I got a new one. She's going to be reinstating my CDL. So I'm going to be looking to get a online trucking job. So.
All right.
So I get my CDL with that.
All right. So I'll go ahead and process that payment, see if it goes through. All right.
All right.
I should go through, like you said, if the money's there.
Yes, sir. Hopefully, $12.95 shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, I understand.
If not, we'll just have to wait till like Monday or Tuesday, and I can get a call back to you guys, because then I can just take a payday in advance on my paycheck. So.
Okay, so now it's not letting me do it. What I'm going to have to do, I'm going to just go ahead and do it for $1, okay? Save your information for just $1. And schedule you back for the initial payment in 14 days. Alright.
Here, try my Elite card.
Alright,
that's $1.
Your Elite card for $1?
No, it's my debit card for work.
Okay.
Go ahead and
Four seven nine eight.
4100.
4100.
Yeah, and then 2082. It's 3984. Expiration date 5/25. CV number 415. I ain't got
okay.
much left on that.
On this one right here, is saying there's a security violation, okay? So now is your security code correct? Is it a 3 digits in the back? Not on the one that you just gave me, the one before this one.
My Premier?
Yeah, what's your 3 digits in the back of it?
524.
It's 524?
Yeah, 524.
That's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing. 524. Then you said it was 0325, right?
Yep.
What's the card number?
5178-0069-7686-4902.
Okay, so now I don't know why it's not. Say that again.
Just run my other one for $1. I got that on there, I think.
Okay, so now I want to make sure that you get in there with the full amount. That way you can get access to the client portal, right? That's why I'm gonna go ahead and do it with this amount. That way you can get into access to that. Because it was saying I would have to retry it in 30 more minutes. What I can do, I can still get you started today for $49. You want to go ahead and get started for $49?
I don't have that money right now for 49.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do use a dollar. And you want me to do it on the other card? All right, I'll go ahead and do it in that new card that you told me to do it on. All right, so now just give me 1 minute. So it's gonna be for just a dollar, right?
I know what's on my payroll on. I know I have money on Monday or Tuesday on it to pay more, but.
Oh, at least you're making effort into improving it. So now your information is going to be safe here when the next time you call us back. So it's just going to be for just $1. I mean, that dollar is not going to give you access to the client port or anything like that, right?
What does it give me access to?
It's just saving your information. The 1295 gets you access to everything.
The $12.95.
Yep. And congratulations, okay? I successfully save your spot for just a dollar. All right. So now your next payment is going to be due on April the 22nd for the initial payment of 149. Then your month to month on May the 22nd. Now, do you have any questions before I process that, before I transfer you over to Auto Credit Advisor Ace? That way you can verify that I enter all your information.
Okay, now what's this gonna do now? So I won't be able to get no money or nothing to get
Okay,
stuff with now?
you're saving your information, and then an advisor will be calling you to get you actually your very own unique client portal after we receive that initial payment of the 149. So you save your spot for $1. 14 days from now, we'll schedule you for the initial payments. So we give you access to the client portal and everything we discussed earlier, all right?
All right, and how much is it gonna cost me again?
It's gonna be 149 in 14 days.
Well, so hopefully I have it in 14 days. I only get paid until 27, 28 or something like that.
If anything happens, give us a call and we'll see what we can do for you, all right?
Yeah, I was trying. Hopefully I'll call back Monday. Maybe you can set it up for that 12.95 so I can get something rolling.
All right. We can do that too as well as you call back. So now I just have to go transfer you over to Auto Credit Advisor Ace so he can verify that I entered all your information correctly. It's gonna take 2 minutes, okay? It's very important that you listen to the whole entire message for your account to be fully set up. All right.
All right, and then I had a question. So, what would be the number that I call you guys on Monday or Tuesday
You
to
have you
pay
have
the
all that.
12.95?
I just send you that link right now where you're gonna have all that information.
Okay,
Did
I'll
you
be able to
receive?
pay the 12.95 to get the portal going, right?
That's right. Get the portal going.
Welcome to process login.
All right, so now I'll be transferring you
Let's
over to
see.
Auto Credit Advisor Ace now that you can verify that I entered all your information correctly. It's gonna take 2 minutes, okay? It's very important that you listen to the whole entire message for your account to be fully set up. So now congratulations once again on saving your spot for a dollar. Talk to you in 14 days so you get the initial payment of 149 on April the 22nd, then your month to month on May the 22nd. I'll be transferring you over now. Thank you for choosing the Credit Pros. Have a good rest of your day.
Well.